This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that one exceptional American that's out there? You could be that one exceptional American who makes a difference in stopping the totalitarians from their one world order globalist agenda. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. And I'll tell you, you want to catch up on all the news and information, go to our website, agenda21radio.news. And you can email me and stay in touch with me by going to paul@a21r.com. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, like I said. It is CPAC time. We talked a little bit in the last hour about CPAC. And CPAC is the conservative arm of the Republican Party, I guess you can say, is ultra-conservative, and it's where really all the conservatives go to eat their own, so to speak, if you know what I mean. Little play on words going on there. It's not so much this year, because actually the guy who is the chief protagonist, I think most people would say, Donald Trump, won the presidency. Last year, it was a denounced Trump fest at CPAC. I was there, witnessed it. It was horrible. Horrible what was going on there at CPAC. Now it's a different picture altogether because Donald Trump won. The man that was most roundly reviled last year, especially by many in the media, the conservative talkers, two in particular that were denouncing Trump, they had their own agenda, clearly. They still do. And now one of them has decided that he loves Trump. It's interesting what a winner will do for you. Yeah, you know, I've got the memory of an elephant, if you know what I mean. And I will never forget these talkers on talk radio who were denouncing Trump last year. I wasn't. I was treating him as a candidate, straight up. And I early, I mean, clearly, we could feel through my radio broadcast that I was a Trump supporter. But I was still treating everybody pretty much equally until they started making bungling mistakes, as all of them did. Energizer Bunny, anyone? When they could not keep up with the onslaught of Donald Trump, it was pretty obvious he was going to be the man sticking out at the end, who was going to be the candidate and ultimately would win and beat Hillary Clinton over her fox, if you'd say, her phony voting. Yes, the voters that were the phony voters that voted for her in California and in Nevada didn't make a difference. They say, oh, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. I say that's a sham and a fraud. And if we get our new Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, to go in and investigate the sham and the fraud voting in California and in Nevada, which is so blatantly obvious, then you're going to find a different viewpoint. You're going to find that it's probably going to be about 3 to 4 million votes thrown out for Hillary Clinton because of the fraudulent voting that was going on in California and in Nevada. Well documented, I might add. Voter fraud has been rampant in California, and the left has controlled the narrative through voter fraud for years here in California. You see, California, many would say, is in steep decline. I would agree. It's now time to turn the decline around in California and stop this notion of radical liberalism in California one way or another. It could be through the breakup of California, through a state known as Jefferson being formed, put another star on the flag by having the 51st state of Jefferson be created. You know, it could be that. It could be, you know, through people in California waking up by way of the news stream media. And by the way, that is a fact, Jack. The impact of the news stream media in California is starting to take its toll on one Jerry Brown because of all of his, well, I guess it's, as we call him, I guess we're going to start a hashtag, Brown Down. In other words, get Brown out. We need Brown out. Hashtag Brown out. Or Jerry Dam Buster Brown, because of his predilection towards breaking up dams, destroying dams, and returning California to its native environment. Before all Americans came to California, and before these dams and everything else were put up, we want to return it to that pristine California. I mean, forget about what California was like before that. We don't care that every year when the rains would come, or when the rains would come periodically, it wouldn't come every year, because California is a very arid state. It's a desert state, but when they would come, it would flood the Central Valley. Just sort of a fact of life. That's why they put up the water reservoirs and the dams in front of those reservoirs to prevent flooding in the Central Valley. The Central Valley oftentimes would sit underwater. You know, people don't remember this because, you know, we don't have that memory chip. We don't have that history being taught to us about California. See, one of the great things that the university system did in California was stop teaching California history. I noticed that as an educator for 41 years. You just didn't teach California history. So where do you go to refresh your memory chip about why we have large dam systems in California that was put up basically by brilliant founding fathers of California? Back in the day, they realized they had to stop this flooding if they're going to have any kind of viable California. And, of course, what they did is they created the breadbasket of the world. California is the breadbasket of the world, like it or not. Major crops are grown here in the area that I live in right now, which is under threat from the dam in Oroville. It could be the second or third largest rice-producing area of the world, ladies and gentlemen. If we lose this area for rice production of the world, we will have famine throughout the world. Did you know that? Now, doesn't that just fit right with the Agenda 21, folks? Doesn't that just fit right with Jerry Brown and, you know, the notion of depopulating the planet? I mean, see, when you start stacking it up for Jerry Brown and you start to look at this whole situation in the Oroville Dam, it makes perfect sense if you're Jerry Brown. It makes perfect sense that you did not come along and fund repairs that were necessary for the infrastructure of Oroville Dam and other dams as well. you know, there's an article that we're going to check out here on in the LA Times about how these dams are really nothing more than loaded weapons. Are we seeing the weaponization of dams at this point? And that's really a good question to be asking, don't you think? Think of the death and destruction that will rain down if Oroville Dam collapses. And there's a probability it could. It's a strong probability. We are still under threat. I mean, just because they're all happy they've brought the water down and they're trying to control it in the dam, they haven't brought the water down in the 9 dams up in the Feather River. No, they're spilling over. Absolutely, they're filled up. That water is being stored up there and not being brought down into Oroville, even though they've got snowmelt potential, and even though they've got to get rid of that water. They know they do because they can't put stress on those dams for that long. What a problem that would be if one of those dams broke up in the Feather River and all that water came cascading down. The point is this, the dam's in trouble. It's going to remain in trouble until structural repairs are taken care of. And by the way, that main spillway is one of the things that has to, that's going to be a couple billion dollars just to fix that. The logistics behind that to repair the spillway and the damage that was done because Jerry Brown knew the damage was there and did nothing about it. He's known about the infrastructure problems in Oroville Dam and the other dams for years and did nothing behind about it. We come back, we're going to read from Victor Davis Hanson in his article about Oroville and what's happening in California. A state in decline or a state on the rise? Well, that's my editorial. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Now, okay, so what is really truly going on in the world of Jerry Moonbeam, Jerry Damn Buster Brown, hashtag Jerry Damn Buster Brown, or Brownout, hashtag Brownout? You know, Jerry Brown should seriously consider resigning over the devastation that he has wreaked in California over his four terms. You know, How does a Jerry Brown get four terms as governor in a two-term state? Don't you really want to know that answer? How about the fix is in, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, if they can, this is the thing about the fraudulent behavior of the Dems in California and the, you know, fooling the electorate for so long. And this is what will unfold, I suspect, with a Jeff Sessions attorney generalship under Donald Trump, is that you're going to see an investigation in California. We know it's already going on, of voter fraud. And once that is exposed and laid out in a proper investigation, and like I say to some of the members down there in the Assembly and the Senate of California, especially the Mexican cartel down there, Kevin De Leon, who came out with a heartfelt, heart-wrenching article in the Sacramento Bee they did trying to clean up Kevin De Leon's act and give him some cover after his statements about illegal relatives doing illegal things, him speaking about that and not really denouncing it and saying that's just a way of life, that's what they have to do, get over it, everybody in America. Hello, that just didn't sit really well. So they came out with a puff piece in the Sacramento Bee on Kevin De Leon the other day. Didn't read it, didn't care about it, because I knew exactly what they were up to politically. So there you have it. So you have the Mexican mafia down there, Kevin De Leon, and Alex Padilla, and others, Javier Becerra, and others, those folks who are trying to destroy California, there's no question about it, and create a new country called Cal Exit Process, right, through Cal Exit. Anyway, those guys have been in charge of voting in California for so long that voter fraud is rampant in California. And we know that. And now, with people in the Election Integrity Project and Katie Grimes and Megan Barth of ReaganBaby.com, we've exposed a lot of that. And clearly, it's got the eye of the federal government. Because, you know, elections are civil rights issues, of course. So Jerry Brown has been in control of these elections, and he's been able to do whatever he wanted to do, especially when it comes to bond money and through propositions. And the classic example is what happened with Prop 1 money. Jerry, can you help a brother out and let us know what you did with all that money? And clearly a lot of it was designed to bring down dams, because part of the language that's actually in Prop 1 is money to be used to reduce dam fish impediments. In other words, fish need to swim upstream and spawn. Well, naturally, dams are an impediment to fish. That's why he authorized $250 million for money to breach, if you will, four dams along the Klamath River. Breach them. That doesn't mean tear them down properly, environmentally correct, if you will. Just to breach them. Blow them up with dynamite. So just let the waters run. And flood that whole area up there, which has naturally, Chris Street was on the other show the other day, has had flooding problems ever since. Now, here's the problem in terms of understanding all this stuff for everybody, ladies and gentlemen, is that California is the state that it is an arid state. It's a desert state. And we get a lot of money, a lot of water that comes out of the Sierras when the rains happen, and we get deluged every once in a while. So it made sense to the early Californians that we take care of business, and we look at the whole state and we say, okay, how can we channel the water accordingly? I mean, channel it, not just channeling and forming channels, but how can we focus the water so that it's beneficial to all Californians? Gee, they really thought ahead. Well, Victor Davis Hanson writes in the LA Times, says, a year ago, politicians and experts were predicting a near-permanent statewide drought, a new normal desert climate. The most vivid example of how wrong they were is that California's majestic Oroville Dam is currently in danger of spillway failure in a season of record snow and rainfall. That could spell catastrophe for thousands who live below it and for the state of California at large that depends on its stored water. The poor condition of the dam is almost too good a metaphor for the condition of the state as a whole. Its possible failure is a reflection of California's civic decline. Civic decline. Oroville Dam, along with Shasta Dam, is the crown jewel of California's state and federal system of water transfers. Finished nearly 50 years ago, the earthen Oroville Dam is the tallest dam in the United States. The resulting Lake Oroville stores 3.5 million acre-feet of snow and rain runoff and is central to transferring water eventually via the California Aqueduct from the wet north to the dry south half of the state. The dam was part of the larger work of a brilliant engineer, the earlier generation of California planners and lawmakers. Given that two-thirds of the state wished to live where one-third of the rain and snowfall fell, they foresaw a vast system of water storage and transference that would remake the face of a growing California by putting people, industry, and farms where the water was not. And that's a fact. Farms in the Central Valley, it was a desert wasteland. You put water to it, and boy, it just grew crops like crazy. They knew that. State lawmakers spend their time, this is one of the subsets, state lawmakers spend their time obsessing over minutiae, prohibition against free grocery bags, and rules against disturbing bobcats. Victor Davis Hanson says the 19th and 20th century dams have saved thousands of lives and billions of dollars of property from potential spring flooding. The dam at Oroville helps to control the flows of the Feather, Yuba, and ultimately the Sacramento Rivers, allowing millions of Californians in these former flood basins to live without fear of deluge. Many Californians have come of age taking dams like Oroville for granted, assuming that flooding was something of ancient family lore and that the man-made storage reservoirs surrounding their growing cities were natural lakes. See, this is the problem. These early planners gave us so much, we've taken it for granted now. We and again, bad history being taught in schools doesn't help the matter. Pretty good point, huh? California history is not taught in schools. Period. End of fourth grade, you learn about the missions. And what's that? It's a lesson in Catholicism. I mean, sure, it's history. Junipero Serra forming 21 missions throughout Alta California, as it was known then, on behalf of the Catholic Church and the King of Spain and King and Queen of Spain. This is the point. That's it for history for California. They don't teach proper history in schools any longer about California, about the arid nature of California. I mean, listen, I got to tell you something. California history is rich. It is absolutely rich. One of humanity's largest mass migrations took place during the Gold Rush. In fact, I think it is the largest mass migration ever of all time. Took place when immigrants came from the East, came from Europe to settle in California. Why? Drawn because of gold. But once here, they realized, well, you know what? The land's pretty good. We can farm. We can ranch. Especially in Northern California, boy, the farms and ranches sprung up all over the Central Valley. And today, the history behind a lot of the farms and ranches here in California are very rich indeed. And they're vast producers of, guess what? Some of the world's greatest abundance of food. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Email me, paul@a21r.com. And what we're doing is we're taking some time to give you some historical perspective about what's going on with the Oroville Dam. And I know that we are being followed by so many more people now than ever before, primarily because, well, a lot of different things are being selected. One of the top 50 talk radio shows in the nation is not too bad a place. We're very, very proud of that, and we're very appreciative of our listenership. But to put things into perspective, get a historical perspective, and by the way, and I brought this up earlier, again, in the education system for 41 years, I get it totally, California education system does not teach California history. Other states do a marvelous job, like in Texas as an example. You learn about Texas history, and everybody there is a staunch Texan as a result of it, as they should be. And they should be proud of Texas. I'm proud of Texas. I'm proud that it's one of the 50 states in our union. And Californians should be proud of their history as well. It's a national history. The state of California's history is part of the nation's history, and it's an incredible story. Just like America is an incredible story in and of itself. But, you know, the left doesn't want that story told. And the influences over the 20, 30, 40 years of the left not teaching California history, because they don't want you to know about it. They want you to be dumbed down. They don't want you to be inspired by the history of California. See, that's the one thing about Texans. They're pretty inspired people. If you go to Texas, you don't mess with Texas. People there have an innate pride in Texas because they know the history of Texas. But in California, we don't know the history of California. The education system has failed us there. And like I said, it's a rich history. Like I in the previous segment, I said California had the largest migration of humanity in the 1840s and 50s and 60s and 70s that mankind has ever seen from one location to another. I mean, and why? Because of the abundance that was California. It was a magnet, and it was drawing people from all over the world, primarily from the East Coast, the other states of the Union. And they came to form a more perfect union in California. And this has been missed by the generations of Californians for at least 40 years. So is it a surprise we don't appreciate what we have here because we don't know the history? We take it all for granted. And this is what Victor Davis Hanson, in his article in the LA Times that we've been reading from, talks about. It says, yet the California Water Project and Federal Central Valley Project have been comatose for a half a century, despite the recent drought, environmental lawsuits, and redirection of critical state funding stalled final phases of construction, scheduled expansion, and maintenance. Necessary improvements to Oroville Dam, like reinforced concrete spillways, were never finished, nor were planned auxiliary dams on nearby rivers built to relieve the pressure on Oroville. There's more dams that are needed up in the Feather River, by the way. And that's what he's talking about. A new generation of Californians without much memory of floods or what unirrigated California was like before its aqueducts had the luxury to envision the state's existing water projects in a radically new light as environmental errors. We erred in making all this stuff. To partially correct these mistakes, some proposed diverting storage water for fish restoration and recreating of wild rivers to flow uninterrupted into San Francisco Bay. Indeed, pressures mounted to tear down rather than build dams. The state, whose basket of income, sales tax, gas taxes is among the highest in the country, gradually shifted its priorities from the building and expansion of dams, reservoirs, and aqueducts, bridges and highways, to redistributionist social welfare programs, state employee pensions, and an enormous penal archipelago. That's a prison system, for those of you that don't understand what he just said there. California currently hosts a third of the nation's welfare recipients. Over 1 in 5 Californians live below the poverty level. I have been saying this for years. Poverty is hugely on the rise in California. Over 1 in 5 Californians live below this poverty line. 1 in 4 Californians was not born in the United States. And these social transformations pose enormous political challenges and demand that infrastructure and schools grow commensurately to meet soaring populations. Instead, California is eating its seed corn. State lawmakers spend their time obsessing over minutiae such as a prohibition against grocery bags and rules against disturbing bobcats. When they do turn their attention to development, they tend to pick projects that serve urban rather than rural populations. Hello, State of 51, Jefferson. For example, that bondage of a bullet train whose costs keep climbing even as projects fall behind year after year in their schedules. The crisis in Oroville is a third act in the state's history. One majestic generation built great dams, a second enjoyed them while they aged, and a third fiddles as they now erode and want to tear them down. Is that the story of California? You know, it's kind of interesting. Chris Street has an article. It's in Breitbart. God, the guy's a prolific writer. Sure glad he likes our radio show, and we're part of he's part of our radio show. On the out-migrants of California, in other words, the middle class that's left California. And it's a pretty telling article because, you know, the middle class has been chased out of California as our small business by this extremist leftist notion that is a Jerry Brown. See, Jerry Brown is the king of the dam busters in California. He wants to tear down the dams in California. That's why he's allocated money from Prop 1, which was supposed to help build infrastructure and maintain dams. At least that's the way it was sold. But that little tiny clause that says taking it is stopping dam impediments, which means, excuse me, fish impediments, which means, you know, you those things that are in the way of fish swimming upstream in rivers and being able to spawn, that means dams. So that gives him the authority to tear down these dams. Now, what logic is there in tearing down? Now, there is logic in it. If you understand the United Nations Agenda 21, the plan for the 21st century, which calls for a rewilding of America and setting up, are you ready for this? Corridors. The corridor portion of rewilding. Corridors means that they're what they're going to do is set up these habitat corridors from large habitat areas in which there's ample animals from one corridor to it in another area in which there's ample animals or fauna, flora and fauna. And they set up a corridor that's void of human beings so that they can actually move from one habitat to another. That's part of the rewilding of California. That's part of the rewilding of the United States. That's what Agenda 21 is all about, getting people out of rural areas, rural communities, and back to, well, stack and pack housing in city centers, in which we'll have humans in limited capacity in city centers, and everything will be rewilded again, which calls for a strict population depopulation. In other words, 7 billion people down to like a billion people. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to be one of the billion. What about you? This is megalomania on a scale we've never seen before, but here it is. It's pure evil. That's why we started this radio show. Because we think the alternative to the United Nations Agenda 21 is the Agenda 21 that you hear on this radio show, that the agenda going forward for the American people in the 21st century should be American exceptionalism. That is the answer and the response to people like Jerry Brown. Now do you understand why we have the hashtag Jerry Damn Buster Brown? Stay with us. We will stop the megalomaniac in Sacramento.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151. 4151.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and you know, looking back now at what we've been witnessing and experiencing here in Northern California with the Oroville Dam, and this is something that's a national issue because the infrastructure issue is a big one. It's bigly, according to Donald Trump. And timely, yes, it's, you know, the 50th anniversary, basically, of the Oroville Dam back in 1968. It was when it was finished. It started Edwin Knight, I believe, was the governor at the time, followed up by Edmund G. Brown, Pat Brown, Jerry Brown's dad. And he took it over and ultimately came to fruition under and was opened up, I believe, by Ronald Reagan, who defeated Edmund Brown for governor in the state of California in 1968, I think. So we have this situation going on here. And, oh, by the way, after Ronald Reagan served two terms, it was Jerry Brown, Jr., Edmund G. Brown, Edmund G. Brown, Pat Brown, his kid, who took over as governor. And, of course, he came in in a wave of environmentalism, radical environmentalism, that was spawned, if you will. The turning point was the 1970 Earth Day, 100th anniversary of Vladimir Lenin, I might add. Do you get the synergy there? And, of course, one of the major tools that's used by, supported by Karl Marx in communism, is radical environmentalism to bring down capitalism. Jerry Brown's a Marxist. He's also got other affiliations that go along with that. He's also a Jesuit, as people know, raised in Jesuit schools and became a priest, as I understand it. There's pictures of him in his priest's clothing standing with his family, the Brown family. Doesn't look anything like the family members. It's just kind of odd. Facially, I mean, just from the phenotype standpoint. Just a little side note to history there. So where did Jerry Brown come from, I guess, is the question, right? Anyway, but the notion that you'd have a governor that would be elected following the build-out of the infrastructure of California's water system And actively work hard to prevent the furtherance of that, as Jerry Brown did. He was one of the main reasons why the Auburn Ravine Dam was never built, that would dam up the American River and prevent the flooding into Folsom Lake and Folsom Dam which is precarious. It's a small dam, very small, and really is subject to stress, as it's being subject to stress right now from the flows of the American River. That's a classic example of the possibility of Sacramento being flooded out, as right now we're getting reports of Sacramento being flooded out because of the stress downstream on the levees. There's not enough dams to, you know, if we had that Auburn Ravine Dam right now, you wouldn't have that stress in Sacramento from the American rivers. Because what happens at Sacramento, the American and Sacramento rivers come together. It's the confluence of these two rivers right there. So naturally, flooding starts. And when you see there's a park just a little bit north of, right there by where the confluence happens, called Discovery Park. When that starts to flood, you know there's going to be trouble, and that's what's happening right now in Sacramento without the breaching or the breaking of the dam in Oroville. Now, another article that came out in the LA Times, dams are like loaded weapons. Oroville could be the first disaster of many to come. And in this article, it was an article that was an op-ed written by Jacques Leslie. And it's an interesting article in that they point out, and I'm going to paraphrase much of the article. A lot of the article we've covered here on Agenda 21 Radio, so it's not a surprise we're starting to get this. I'm sure he listens to Agenda 21 Radio. But this basically is a chronology of events listing, you know, some of the problems with Oroville Dam that was specifically pointed out. Especially starting in 2005, and we've talked about this, that the Friends of the River, the Sierra Club, and South Yuba Citizens League anticipated a crisis at the dam, and they filed in 2005, during the dam's relicensing application, they filed a motion with federal officials to require that the earthen hillside that comprises the auxiliary spillway be covered with concrete to prevent erosion. That was in 2005. And it says here, but according to the San Jose Mercury News, federal officials dismissed the request on the grounds that even if the emergency spillway suffered significant damage, it would not threaten control of reservoir water or endanger the dam itself. Instead, officials sided with the California Department of Water Resources and the state water districts that probably would have had to pay for the new construction. They didn't want to pony up the money then. Ron Stork, policy director of the Friends of the River, said state water officials told him privately at the time the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California and other contractors that buy Oroville's water did not want to pay the additional cost. And, of course, Jeffrey Kentleitner of the Los Angeles Times claimed that his agencies, according to the Los Angeles Times, he's the Metropolitan General Manager, that they did not say it was a cost issue. Yeah, right. I'm sure they didn't. Yeah, this was pointed out in 2005, yet they did nothing. And this is the point, is that you have dams all around this state that have had nothing done to them in terms of maintenance because why? We've spent the money on social programs. Jerry Brown, thank you very much. And so-called bullet train, which no one wanted. You figured that out, no one wanted that, so why was it voted for? Maybe voter fraud? Enter voter fraud. California's voter fraud system. Yeah, California's got a voter fraud system. They got it down pat. They templated it. That's why it was working so well in the rest of the nation. And that's why Hillary Clinton, I won the popular vote. No, you didn't. The reality check is you won it by fraud. And you know, we're pushing for Jeff Sessions to, of course, follow up on that. But here's the point behind all this. Is that loaded guns are abounding all over California, as pointed out by our very own Chris Street here on Agenda 21 Radio. He's the first to spearhead this article about the failing dams, and they really are loaded cannons pointed at everybody in California. One dam fails, another one will too. And other dams are overflowing. They're in spillways right now because of maximum capacity. Don Pedro, anybody? How about in San Jose? 14,000 people evacuated just yesterday. This is going to continue, ladies and gentlemen, until we stop Jerry Brown. The Dam Buster, yeah. Jerry Dam Buster Brown. Hashtag, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and email me, Paul, at A21R.com, A21R.com. Let's follow along, follow the bouncing ball, A21R.com. A lot of people get that confused. It's a dyslexic thing. I think a lot of people, when they hear me say that, well, you know, yeah, A21R.com. And people look at me like, When I, you know, when I see them face to face, they can't put that together for some reason. It's a dyslexic thing. I'm dyslexic. I understand that. I should make it a lot easier. Anyway, a lot of things happening, and we're going to stay abreast of certainly what's going on in Oroville, because it's not over. There's more rainstorms that are going to be coming. There's no doubt about that. Also, we have snowmelt. Right now, freezing weather up there in the mountains has slowed down the melt, which is good. And like I said, I used to live up there. I lived up there 9 years in Plumas County. And I know what it's like when all of a sudden you have a warm storm come in and you watch the snow melt in less than 5 or 6 hours, maybe 3 or 4 feet of standing snow and ice and slush and so on, and it's gone. It's like, wow, it happens that fast. That's why you have to stay on your toes. Now, those people that are out there, there's a couple of things of safety here. Do not be confused between flooding, natural flooding that will occur, and what happens when a dam breaks. Those are two different dynamics. The water rushing from a broken dam goes anywhere from 50 to 100 miles an hour. That's not flooding. That's a tidal wave. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.